Hi everyone, welcome to Pod Bangtan, where we watch Run BTS and talk about it after. This week we are watching episode 2.
Woohoo! Finally, an episode that's actual Run BTS content.
Yeah, I'm very excited that it's more than just like 8 minutes, I think.
Yeah, just over 8 minutes.
Tell us a bit more about this episode. When was this? I've noticed the view counts on V Live definitely get smaller and smaller as we go to the earlier episodes.
Oh, I didn't even look at the view counts.
Yeah, even the view counts and the hearts.
Ah, okay. So Army, if you're watching along with us, let us know. Is this your first time watching Run BTS or have you been watching previously? Did you go back and watch all the Run episodes like Polly did when you first became Army? Or were you more like me and you're just watching it for the first time now? So this episode, episode 2, is called The Greatest Man, and it was published on August 2nd, 2015. So like we talked about last week, this is the day after episode 1, which was published on August 1st. We've already mentioned it's a bit longer, and they're doing actual variety show style challenges this time. And Polly, what do we mean by variety show style challenges? Like, what is a variety show? We've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks, but some people might not really know what that is.
Yeah, I think it's not unique to Asia. I think variety shows were big in America and Western audiences for a while, and I think it's coming back. So just imagine your James Corden, Jimmy Fallon bit of their talk show that's not the talk show bit, like the one where they throw fruit at K-pop stars. I don't know why it's mainly K-pop stars, and yeah. I don't know, now that I think about it, is it like an insulting thing to throw fruit at them even though there was a class? Like carpool karaoke, or like the spill your guts where you have to eat something. I think generally it's just like games where you get to, as they always say in these shows in Korea especially, where you get to see each member's charms. It's all about the charms and the charisma. And you see their personalities more. So coming back to what we were talking about last time, the kind of variety shows and putting them in different situations and making them do challenges lets you see different sides of them. No spoilers here for future Run BTS episodes, but let's just say there's a bit of betrayal. So
some Slytherin energy.
Exactly. So I think this is a good warm-up for what variety shows are. I mean, generally, it's a group of people that are recurring. That way you get to know each person. There's usually an MC so that, and you'll see with Run BTS, they kind of alternate. But they also kind of talk to their production staff, which is quite cute as well.
Yeah.
And then generally, yeah, it's filmed over a certain period of time. And there is something called, like, in overall, like when K-pop stars go on variety shows, it's a skill. And some trainees that have come up through the K-pop system kind of were recruited and kind of debuted because of their variety show skills.
Really?
Or because they think they'll be good on variety shows. Yeah. So for example, like GOT7, Jackson Wang, I think he got debuted because they thought that he would be good on variety shows.
Interesting. I guess it makes sense, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, because I think I find that having like watched, you know, other groups from Big Hit like TXT and Hypen, like you can tell when they're nowhere near as good as BTS as they are on variety shows. Because I think it takes skill, it takes experience. You have to have, like, for example, J-Hope is your typical variety show personality. He has really big reactions, which is big on good for variety shows. He's really talkative and really chatty. Because you need to kind of pick up on cues really quickly and interact with the MCs really quickly. And the other part is for variety shows generally, and with K-pop, whenever they have screen time, is everyone fights for screen time.
Yeah.
So if you're really chatty and the MCs like you, then you get more screen time. Mm. Not so much, I mean, with, and I guess this is also why it's Run BTS is quite unique, is because there's just 7 of them. There's often not very many external people there except for the production crew. And I don't feel that vibe where they're all vying for the screen.
Yeah.
Whereas in groups where they're a bit larger, like, for example, NCT, where they have like 23 members, you're more cognizant of them trying to get more screen time.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, in a nutshell, obviously there's loads of variety shows, and BTS has been on quite a few as well that were quite good. There's some that they've been on that are quite cute. So if you want a non-run BTS variety show from the older days, the BTS Men on a Mission or Knowing Bros in Korea is a good episode to watch.
Nice. You know, I was thinking, I've just been ruminating, like, you know how obviously V has done acting and like Jin is trained in acting, so he might want to go into acting. So just thinking about like what other careers BTS members could take on, I was thinking like Jimin might be a variety show person.
I think Jimin, yeah, would be a good regular cast member of a variety show, like on Running Man or, yeah, Knowing Bros or something. Because I think he's gets along with everyone and he's quite animated. So,
yeah.
And he's got a lot. The other thing with variety shows is you need a talent.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to be good at something to kind of showcase, like, girl group dances or whatever. I feel like Jimin probably has a few skills up his sleeve.
Yeah. It's like he's the number one boy band member. You know those rankings of like who's the most influential boy band member or whatever that come out every month? It's always Jimin number one. And it's like, how's he gonna, like, how do you take advantage of that kind of like clout?
True. Okay, anyway, back to the actual episode. You and I can talk about other BTS stuff for forever. So we have opening song Dope, don't we, in this episode?
Yeah, so the theme song of Run BTS for any given like season or however you divide Run BTS is usually like their latest comeback song. And so here we have Dope, and you can tell from their hair that they are very much in the Dope comeback period.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Jimin is not notoriously, but very famous for his red hair in this era.
Yeah, it looks good.
He doesn't do red again. I don't recall him doing red again since this era.
It just kind of fades to blonde and then stays blonde.
Yeah, but he did, because I think at a recent show or a concert, he was talking about how red-haired Jimin was a thing that everyone was, it was trending. Because he did a cover of a song, and everyone was noticing that he was red-haired Jimin.
Uh-huh. So,
throwing that tidbit in there. And if you haven't seen the Dope music video, because you're a baby ARMY, you need to go see it.
Oh my gosh. Yes, so a little bit of background on the Dope music video. That music video was released June 23rd, 2015, so just about 6 years ago. And since their hair is so similar, presumably they might have filmed some of this Run BTS content right as they were doing that Dope comeback in late June 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell as kind of their comeback performances go on across the summer that their hair fades a bit. And in these videos, it's quite bright. So I'd say it's probably early on in the comeback that they were filming this Run BTS content.
Yeah, and I think of we were like baby armies when we were like pre... Because I found out Dope when I was watching... Bang Bang Con the live last year.
Yeah.
Because they sang Dope to open the stage. And I was like, what is this song?
Yeah.
Found it online. Watched the music video. I was like, whoa, what is going on?
Did some
deep diving. And I was like, Katie, you have to watch this. I don't want to entirely spoil it for you if you haven't seen it. But let's just say they each have their own profession. And it's not obvious if you just watch the music video by itself.
It is the most bananas concept. I will never forget when you were trying to explain to me what this music video was, like, before I saw it. And I was just dying laughing. It's like, yeah, they've all chosen a profession to be. Like, J-Hope is like a race car driver or like a motorcycle driver.
Yeah, so J-Hope was a car racer. RM was in the military. Jimin was an office employee. V was a detective and he was wearing shorts. Jungkook was a policeman.
Yes.
And Suga was a fireman. And Jin was a doctor.
It is.
So.
Like, I guess I don't really know what the song Dope, like what the lyrics translate to, but like, does it relate to that concept?
I don't know necessarily. We have to, let's do, if you've watched Dope and you know why they chose specific roles, let us know.
Yeah.
Because I think, I mean, this is in the, I mean, this is not so far off from their debut. So we're in 2015. So a year or two later. Maybe it's just their chance for them to be able to, like, the cynic in me thinks that they dressed up like this because they knew ARMY would like it.
Yeah, I mean, Jungkook because and a ARMY, police officer.
Exactly. ARMY is big. According to BTS, ARMY likes them in uniform. So I wouldn't be surprised if some of them chose a uniform because they know ARMY like it. I mean, the dance break from We Are Bulletproof Part 1 is evidence, and the redo of that in recent concerts is evidence that they know ARMY like military outfits.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if that was it. But this is also their era of, like, I want to say self-actualization, but like, this is where they were like, we're no longer the No More Dream young guys and at school. Yeah. We are now in the next phase of our life where maybe me overinterpreting, they're now in looking for, you know, jobs like the audience would be.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe.
I like
maybe
it.
Maybe not.
I think it's as good a guess as any.
I mean, hashtag clown me. That could be, you know, what it is. But it wouldn't be the first time I've been clowned. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, as Polly says, if you know why they did this concept in their music video, let us know. If you go watch the music video and you love it the way we love it, let us know.
Yeah. I mean, as you say, there are some key moments in this era. I've also picked up on this, Katie, around, I mean, Regimen era, but also like Undercuts era, which thankfully has made a comeback in the last year and a bit. There's, I mean, Blonde Jungi.
I can't believe he's back.
I can't believe he's back either. I mean, I never thought this day would come.
It is a gift to me.
Yeah. Yeah, but JK does look so young in this era.
Yeah, and so does V.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both definitely really young.
Like baby face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the actual Run BTS episode, they're wearing Jimin's office worker outfit.
They are.
Yeah. So not only does this match Jimin's outfit in the Dope music video, it's the outfit they wore in the first dance break in the Dope music video, and it was their comeback outfit as well. So we've got some solid uniforming happening.
Yeah.
Very consistent.
So aside from how good they look and the highlights of this visual era, let's dive into the episode.
Okay.
So what happened in the episode? What are your favorite moments?
Right. So we'll do a quick summary of the episode to begin with. So we open with this episode and we've got, as you said, Polly, they're interacting with the Crammer crew. And the camera crew asks the question to set the tone for the episode, which is, what do you think is the most important quality for a guy? And there's a little bit of banter. RM says height. Jin says strength. Suga gets upset because he's not tall or strong. And so BTS starts laughing, and then they're all getting distracted, and it's only been 5 seconds, and it's already chaotic.
This is just BTS gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like the exact same as from BTS today. Yeah, so they wrangle it in, and we get the little description of the different activities they're going to be doing in the episode, which everyone who's watched Run BTS before knows. They run these instructions across the screen with like long Korean descriptions, and it's like it's all moving really quickly, and they're describing the games, and I have no idea what's going on, and I'm just like, all right, that's what's happening, but I didn't understand it. Let's go for it.
Yeah, it's always way too fast.
Yeah.
But it's always, I mean, sometimes it's too fast and it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
When you're watching it. But it's very rare. Generally, because it's something physical they have to do, it becomes obvious after like the next few minutes. But there are sometimes where it's like Korean specific games or Korean word games or whatever that I find it's even harder to pick out what they're doing.
Yeah, totally. But this time it's not super complicated. What they're going to do is random challenges to choose the best man out of BTS. And so they're going to test for a couple important qualities, I guess. And the first one is patience. And their chosen test for patience is that each member holds a glass of water in their mouths and has to not spit it out while the other members bother them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, of this section here, I have to say, I mean, before you, we do begin to see RM, then Rat Monster, being the early god of destruction.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we also see the beginnings of JK's very competitive streak.
Yeah, so JK is extremely competitive in this challenge, and he holds out the longest. Everyone else does all right, except for RM.
And it essentially turns into like a spitting match.
Yeah.
Because obviously, if you get tickled by someone, you could literally just spit in their face.
Yeah.
Which is what happens. And so they just take turns spitting into each other's faces.
Yep.
And we like watching it.
If for some reason, it is gold.
Okay, so what was the next challenge?
So the next one is one of the weirdest things I've seen. It's called Sexy Lips. And they all put on red lipstick and spread their mouths as wide as possible, kiss a sheet of plastic, and then you want maximum distance from top and bottom lip. So I don't know what the goal of this is.
I mean, you can, I mean, I'm sure some hard stands could read into this a bit much. But yeah, it is, I mean, if you take it for what it is, it's just being really random.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was the Run BTS designer and or producer and wanted them to do sexy lips, I probably would want them to like, I don't know, see how many lips, like shapes they can do on a piece of paper before they run out of lipstick.
Mm.
Or like, if they can form a specific shape with their lips to match something on a piece of paper or something.
Yeah.
The distance thing is a bit random.
It's weird. And one of my favorite parts was RM made this claim. He was like, oh yeah, I'll win this because I have the thickest lips. But like Jimin is right there.
Yeah. And we know Jimin is known for his sexy, thick lips.
Like,
I think I've grown to appreciate like Run BTS episodes like this one where they use something really random more now knowing that Jimin's lips are his one of his key features.
Yeah. Another fun thing was that V was applying lipstick to everyone and he did it really messily, which is exactly like what he did during the B live stream last year.
Yes, I totally thought of this at the same time.
Yeah.
I was watching it. I was like, he did it in the live stream.
Yeah. Do you think, I know I need to rewatch that live stream and see if he was like, oh, like this is my, I don't know. Do you think he remembered that?
I don't know.
Or do you think that's just V being V and like, obviously that's how he's going to apply people's lipstick.
Maybe that's his attempt to apply it well.
So V obviously wins this challenge because his mouth is huge.
But hence the beautiful smile.
Yes, his boxy smile.
Yes.
But RM does make an incredibly ridiculous face.
It makes me laugh just thinking about it, but yes, he does.
Yeah. So the final challenge in the episode is musical chairs, but with cushions. Again, not quite sure which masculine quality this is meant to capture, but we've got another round of JK competitiveness. And Jimin even says from the beginning, he's like, JK is going to win this, so I'm going to play it safe. And it is Taekook at the end, and they're dancing and competing for the last cushion, but JK takes no prisoners and he goes for it.
Yeah, I mean, musical chairs using cushions is huge in Korean variety shows. I've seen almost every single K-pop group do this. And not the girl groups, sorry, just the guy groups. It's not a girl group thing to do for some reason. And when the guy groups do it, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I just haven't seen a girl group do it. When the guy groups do it, it's like intense. Like people get injured. Like people get shoved. It's, yeah, chairs get thrown. It's not like a peaceful, like, oh, a childhood game of musical chairs. It's like, give me that cushion or else. And we do see a throwback to this, or not throwback, but we see them play musical chairs with cushions again in a future Run BTS episode.
A popular one, this one.
Yeah.
Maybe we should get them to bring back sexy lips.
I mean, in theory, V did bring back sexy lips.
Yeah. Okay.
He's always bringing sexy back, you see.
So in the end, the final standings are JK wins and is awarded a golden thumbs up badge. V, Suga, Jin, Jimin, J-Hope, and RM in last place.
Yeah. I mean, we are going to keep track of who's been winning what, aren't we, Katie?
Yeah.
I think this was, yeah, unsurprisingly, JK won.
You do always have at least, or you tend to have like a member of the group who's super competitive. Like yeah. In SHINee, it's Minho.
Yeah, that's true.
In BTS, I think it's JK. He's not called the Golden Maknae for nothing. He wants to win.
Yeah, and he's not good at everything for nothing.
Yeah.
Because you can't be good if you don't beat other people, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on this episode, Katie?
I mean, my initial thought as it started was, whoa, again, like it's really similar in vibe to the Run BTS of today.
Yeah, and that was 6 years ago.
Yeah, so you've got this really comfortable banter between BTS and the camera crew. You've got the same vibe with the camera crew giving them instructions off camera. You've got the same vibe with the funny editing and commentary from the editors, and BTS just seems super comfortable.
Yeah. But I could tell with this episode compared to, well, or maybe they're just doing it better, there was more editing. You can tell they just edited out some of the chaos.
I see.
Like it was a bit where every time they like got into chaos, they showed some of it and then they edited it to bring them back.
Okay.
And then whenever they dived into chaos again, they kind of edited it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I think if we had kept all the chaos in, like in a behind the scenes, it would have been a much longer episode.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't notice it. Maybe it's smoother, but it's not generally as chaotic in more recent episodes.
Yeah, they've got a job to do and they do it.
And they're really big on going home in recent episodes.
Yeah.
Whereas not so much in the earlier episodes.
Yeah, now they're younger and they have more energy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What about you? What were your like initial thoughts?
I think I'm just surprised at like how much BTS memory I have stored in my mind. Like the fact that so many little bits, I'd be like, oh, this was this. And like, I was going to say like there was something in that last Power and Quickness one with the musical chairs that reminded me of like No More Dream era. I have this compendium now, even though I'm a relative baby army of BTS moments. And I think watching early episodes now makes me appreciate it more. Like you know me, I'm not a rewatcher. That's just not what I do, unless it's really good stuff. And I think, don't know how, But a bit like Crash Landing on You, every time I watch a new, like an old Run BTS episode, I get more from it.
Mm.
But yeah. Yeah, I think my star of the show for me is Suga.
Yeah.
I love, you know, Suga is, we know he's in the introvert line.
Yeah.
But in variety shows, he has these like very extroverted, funny moments. And this is an episode, like at the very beginning, as you were saying, he was being really like, he's like, but I'm not tall and I'm not strong. But, you know, he just has this like cockiness about him that I love.
Yeah. And it's not entirely gone even today. Like there's a meme that circulates like every couple of weeks about BTS on that Korean evening news program last year where they asked them what they would be doing if they weren't in BTS. And Suga's like, I think I'd be a TV announcer. I think I'd have your job. And just was like totally poker face. Like, I would take your job.
Yeah, I love those Yoongi moments. Yeah, this is the whole like showing multiple sides of them. I think without this show, you wouldn't maybe necessarily know that about him. Or maybe you would, I guess, because his rap style is pretty like assertive.
Yes.
But I don't know. It's just this quirky side of him that I find that watching Run BTS, it brings it out of him more than your, you know, standard press interview.
Nice. So I would say my star of the show is RM, because that face during the sexy lips challenge is iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's... Yeah, I don't know if RM would agree, but yeah.
It does seem like something RM today might be a little embarrassed about, but you know what? You know what? He went for it. He went for it. But I think my runner-up was Jin, because one of the things I really liked about this episode is you had a few moments where Jin was like a really good older brother.
Hmm.
And
him being a Hyung.
Yeah. And like Jin is the oldest member of BTS, and people sometimes say that he doesn't act like your stereotypical older brother, but I thought there were a couple examples here where it was like, oh, like I think for me the best one was in that first challenge, as JK was being so competitive and not wanting to spit out his water, and the members were getting so desperate that they eventually like unbuttoned his entire shirt.
Yeah.
And Jin was the one who intervened and like was like enough and held JK's shirt together and like kind of stepped in front of him.
Mm.
Yeah. And I thought that was cute. I mean, obviously a lot of attention is being paid right now to Jin and Jungkook's like vibe. Because they kind of bicker adorably, but they've always been close, the oldest and the youngest. And I thought that was like a really cute oldest and youngest moment.
Yeah, agreed. Plus they didn't use them because BT21 did not exist then. They couldn't cover his chest up with an animated cartoon.
Exactly. Exactly. So Jin stepped in there. And then, yeah, I just thought... He's the runner up for me, but nothing can top that RM sexy lips challenge.
You know what? When I watched this episode, I had to think about like they're playing musical chairs, they're spitting in each other's faces, they're doing ridiculous things with their lips. And Jin at this point in time was 22 years old.
Yeah.
So, I'm like just impressed how, I mean, the fact that he's so much older.
Yeah.
Then like, I'm not so, you know, obviously V and JK and Jimin could get into it. Like they were quite young then, but like 22 was like, for me, that's like after graduating university.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to be like, not to say I wouldn't play musical chairs today. Don't get me wrong. But like to play it with such energy.
Yeah.
And enthusiasm. I mean, respect.
I mean,
but yeah, he wasn't young when he was doing these early episodes.
And in a recent episode of, well, I guess it was Festa content, when they were winning prizes for taking good pictures, and the prizes varied in quality, and they tried to give Taeyong a crown, and he was like, "Do you know how old we are? Like, why are you giving me this crown?"
Yeah. And it's like, I don't think at any point has Jin kind of made his age an issue.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I do. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised that he does act younger and probably feel younger by being around BTS.
True.
Like, that's not a bad thing.
They keep
But
him young.
yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I have these sudden BTS realizations where I'm like, man, he wasn't young.
Yeah. Yeah, if you think about it, their age now, like I was married, most of
Yeah.
them at the age they are now, I was married already.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
maybe giving them a plastic tiara is too young.
Yeah. Yeah, a little
And
bit.
then in the same token, V being super cute saying
Tata
Tata
Mike.
Mike.
Tata
So
Mike.
can't have it both ways, can you?
That, I am obsessed with that meme.
Yeah, it's great. If you
So
haven't
good.
seen it, search, go on Instagram, hit the explore button, hashtag VBTS Festa, you will find the Tata Mike
Yep.
meme. All right, so on to our next episode.
Yeah, everyone, come join the Run BTS watch party with us. Next week, we'll be watching episode 3. Tweet or DM us your thoughts at PodBangtan on Twitter, and we might include your thoughts in the next podcast episode.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.